There are serious levels of pollution in Prague, with the quality of air in many parts of the city leaving a great deal to be desired. Now the environmental organisation Arnica is warning that things could get even worse if a recent decline in the number of trees in the Czech capital continues. At the launch on Wednesday of an Arnica report entitled The State and Development of Greenery in Prague, Ian Willoughby spoke to the group's Martin Skalski.
We found that there is a decrease of the trees in Prague because the districts of Prague that issue the permits for cutting of the trees and also for planting of the new trees have permitted in past 5 years more cutting than planting. So we can see that it's a problem of the inner city.
And why are trees being cut down in the city?
Mostly because of some constructions. The main problem is that the price of the properties is very high and there is a big pressure on new construction in the city center and in lucrative parts of Prague. So that's the main reason for cutting of the trees and decrease of the green spaces.
How do you expect things will develop in this area in the future?
We don't know what will happen, but now the main issue of Prague is the new urban plan, which is now under consideration, and the public can also have some comments on it. So the future of Prague will be determined by the new zoning plan, but we still don't know what will be the current state of it.
How serious is this question? Because it seems to me, for example, that the number of cars in Prague is the real problem, not the number of trees.
We've got more problems, that's true, but it's also connected. There is a high concentration of the emissions in the air and also of the noise and dust because of cars. On the other hand, if we've got greenery and good quality and in good amount of the trees, it can also help to solve these problems. And we also need some green areas for recreation and sport and so on. So that's the other part of the quality of life in Prague.
What would the effect be on the population of Prague if the number of trees kept going down?
There are some medical observations and expert surveys that show that even now the quality of air and also decrease of the green areas can harm the human health, especially of the children. And we can see very serious results in next 10 or 20 years. So we think that this issue is really the topic of the day, and public should really watch the green areas very carefully.
Generally speaking, when you look to the future, are you optimistic yourself personally that Prague will be as green in 25, 30 years as it is today?
Actually, I think I will still live in Prague in 20 years, so I will do my best to change the situation and to try to help. And that also can be a goal of all the people who wish to live in Prague, because we also need some green areas and better quality of life in here.
And that was Martin Skalski speaking there to Ian Willoughby at the launch of a new report on dwindling greenery.